this portion of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech, unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. Why am I excited? Why am I full of joy? Why am I giggling at the start of this message? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength, y'all. Life is good. We woke up today. We are here. So let's thank the one and only. Come on, the creator, the King of Kings, the Lord of the Lords. His name is Jesus, and he loves me. Now, for real, come on, let's go into prayer. Before we get started, this is a Pure Truth Session about writing your story. Oh, yeah, because God told me to say it to you. Yep. Yes, he did. All right. Hold on. Let me grab the Holy Ghost. Let me grab the Spirit of the Lord and invite the presence in. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you that you know the plans that you have for us, those plans to prosper us, not plans to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. So I thank you that this message, this international radio show, this podcast is going all over the earth to give you glory, God. And I pray a supernatural blessing over everybody listening to this message. I pray that deliverance will hit their homes. I pray that they will be encouraged, whether in every area of their life, okay, spiritually, mentally, physically, business-wise, every area, financially. God, that prosperity will hit their home. So I thank you, God, for their obedience, Lord, even as to follow the instructions that they will hear from you after this message, God, that you will reward and honor them because it is your plan, it is your will for them to live out what you plan for them. So today I pray love and light be released right now in the name of Jesus. So supernaturally heal areas. We pray for salvation, even at the beginning of the message, God, that they will have a supernatural encounter with you, God. Draw them closer to you, Lord, because with you, all things are possible. God, we want your presence. We invite you in, and we just thank you for this gift of life. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm so excited. Let me tell you something. God gave this to me, and only God could do stuff like this. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not even that equipped. Like, listen, I'm lit. I got a little smarts with me, but God is so awesome. I love to tap into the God within, the greater within. Remember, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So today I have for you 7 scriptures. I'm going to go ahead and tell them to you. Habakkuk 2 and 2, right? Revelations 12 and 11. Jeremiah 30 and 2. Psalms 45 and 1. Matthew 13 and 51, Revelations 21 and 5, and Esther 4, chapter 4, verse 13. And I also have 5 steps for you that will give you something practical. So I'm giving you something spiritual and I'm giving you something practical. And we are about to be so excited because after this message, you're going to go ahead and meditate on all of that. So don't be afraid to hit the replay. And of course, like this message, share it with somebody. Because God promised us prosperity, y'all. I know people say, well, everything is not for everybody and everybody's not an author. First of all, I am not the best speller. I can tell you that right now. My handwriting, as I've gotten older and been through different things in life, has gotten not as neat as I would like it to be. Let's put it that way. But if I want to write neat and take my time, I can, right? But what am I saying to you? I would not have ever thought that I would be an author. That's not something that I had a plan for. But God had a plan. Yes, I thought I was going to make a cookbook, right? But I am the author of the book Daddy Issues and also of several other books, Hood Credit to Good Credit, Prayers That Prophets Pray, right? But this message is not about me. Right. This message is actually about you. So let me give you what God had for me to give you. Now, these are reasons from God's viewpoint. OK, not me, because y'all don't listen to me. For why you should write your book. whether it is recipes to get people healthy. Y'all, shout out to my mother who's lit with her book completed, but we need to publish it. But so now, whether it's recipes, whether it's things that you've experienced in life, let's start with this. Revelation 12 and 11 says what? They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, that's Jesus, and the word of their testimonies. How would you testify? You testify with your mouth by sharing. You testify by writing, right? By sharing your story. When your mouth is no longer able to move, how will your testimony of God getting the glory live in this earth? Why would you want to shut God down? By keeping your mouth shut, number one, and by not writing it down. Your book, it is written, come on, can live longer than you on this earth. Yeah, you'll have eternal life in heaven. That's what's up. But your purpose in this earth, what can you leave in this earth that will forever shine and bless others? Come on now. We're so blessed with even shouts out to the ministries of Dr. Miles Monroe. Even as he exited the earth, he left us with so many books, so many things we can hear his voice with, the YouTube and different things like that. So he wrote things that we have. So even though he's no longer here, we still have pieces of him. And that's what God is requiring for you. Don't just let an obituary be the only thing that's written about you. Really? Nah, come on now. Okay, so that's Revelation 12 and 11. Well, I'm letting you know that the Lord is saying, this is what God has given me, that the Lord is saying your testimony, what you have learned in this time, needs to live on. Can you obey that? And it's not for you to start tomorrow or the next day. People, this is 2020. People are exiting this earth every day. So let's just do it. What's stopping you? What procrastination? What is in the way? Are you going to tell me that you don't know how to write a book? Are you? Are you going to tell me you're not good at writing? Because you can voice record. You can do memos. I had my best friend, I self-published her book called Me First. Guess what? She did it without a computer. She did it on her phone. And now her book is available on Amazon. It's a book that helps people day by day, giving them song, music, scripture, all type of beautiful things. It's a quick read, a minute a day, and to start your day and you'll be blessed. But what I'm saying to you, she had something in her and she allowed it to be in this earth. So I give you 5 steps of how to be a self-published author. I tell you how to create your story, how to do your book format layout, how to do your book cover, how to self-publish and print, or what you need to sell your book. Those are 5 steps. If you go to my Instagram, you can click it right now and you can get everything that you need to actually print your book. So you don't have the excuse of you don't know what to do, where to go. I tell you how to get the ISBN number. I tell you how to do it with money or without money. Hello? So you can get started now. God has released me. I put that in an ebook and I'm giving that to you. So here we go. Now that's me giving you the practical things that you can do. I'll give you an assignment. My Instagram is Lady Ty the Great on Instagram. That's LadyTyTheGreat. You go to my Instagram, you click the link in bio, and you just click the button that says free ebook. I'm giving you a gift because God showed me how to do it. And now I'm giving it to you. Receive it because this is a gift from God. Now, let's dig into the scriptures, what the scripture has to say. Habakkuk 2:2, right? This pretty popular scripture, and also verse 3. Write the vision and make it plain so that he may run, so that he that may run, that he that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end, come on. The end shall speak and not lie. What? Do you hear what God is saying? Like, the better is the end of the thing. God is, and this is me paraphrasing, so calm down, super religious Pharisee church folk. I'm getting a point across. I'm putting out revelation. So this is not the station where you go and hear everything, comma, period, dot. No, I'm Holy Hood. It's your girl, Lady Tyda Gray. That is established. God uses me to communicate in a way that is laid back, kicking that Georgia bride. But I'm a New York girl. Okay. So basically in Habakkuk 2, and the point is, go get your Bible too. You go get the Bible and read it. I'm not here doing romper room story time. This is a radio show. This is a podcast. So go grab your Bible. That's why I gave you the scriptures. You could read it, but I'm giving you the revelation God gave me. See, you could read it, but you won't get the revelation he gave me. Yeah, and prayerfully, you get your own revelation because you have your own relationship. And that's what I also teach, that I'm a disciple that makes disciples. I believe in the greater in you. I understand and know that God still speaks. This is why I release supernatural blessings over you so you can begin to hear from God. But when you hear from him, I pray that you don't harden your heart and that you don't obey. See, you can hear from him more when you obey. It's like somebody giving you instructions 1 to 2 and you like, okay, well, where's three and four? But if you didn't do the steps 1 and 2, why I'm giving you 3 and 4? So basically, let's get focused. So here we go right here. Now, write the vision and make it plain. Basically, write the vision. It's written in the scripture. God is telling you to write the vision and make it plain. He might have showed you something that you can't understand right now, and that's okay, but he needs you to make it plain, right? He wants you to run the vision. Like, you're going to read that thing and you're going to be able to run that thing. God said the vision is for the point in time. So for those of you who been had a vision and saw something going on, don't get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? Be encouraged. But God says the end of the thing is not going to lie. Like, he's going to make it happen. He said, though it may tarry, right? It may tarry. He said, wait for it. Somebody just say, wait for it. Wait for it. Though it may tarry, wait for it. Why? Because surely, God, come on. Surely it will come to pass. Like, come on. So I'm excited. And it won't tarry. God said the vision is for an appointed time. It will tarry for a little bit. It's gonna seem like, yo, where that's at. Like, tarry is like like some waiting music. Like, you hit the whole button. Right? You just like, bro, when is this ever gonna, like, come on, pick up what's going on? But surely it will come to pass. So go ahead, grab your Bible. You read the version you read, remember. Now, Jeremiah verse 30 and 2 says, thus says the Lord. Well, what was that about? That's the good thing about Pure Truth Session and Holyhood. You can absolutely be your authentic self. So thus says the Lord. And I'm doing this message with a tooth ache. God is getting to the root of some things. Amen. So pray for my tooth. Right. Okay. Seriously. Jeremiah 20 and 2. Let's get professional, y'all. Write all the words I have spoken to you in a book. Period. Well, don't say period. But yo, write the book. Why am I asking y'all every day to write and share your testimony? God has already told us this stuff. And y'all acting like you got to be a special type of person to be an author. You were created by the creator. You were created in his image, in his likeness. It was written. You were written. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He is God. Do you not understand that you are the author and finisher of the book that he has given you of life? Psalms 45 and 1. My heart overflows with a good. Oh, man, I rewrote this out the Bible. Oh, with good. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I release the pen of the ready writer over you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak these words over everybody that's listening to me right now. And I say that your tongue, the words that you are speaking now, you will grab the pen and you will counter all joy even as you write, because your tongue is the pen of the ready writer. Amen. Matthew 13 and 51. Jesus said, therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of the household who brings out his treasure, new and old. So brings forth, right? Brings out of his treasure things new and old. Amen. So that's so dope, because Jesus is even talking to the scribes. Like, Jesus is even talking to you. Therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven. I'm a disciple of the kingdom of heaven. And I thought that was interesting too, because people can holler that they're disciples. But are you a disciple of Christ? Are you a disciple of the kingdom of heaven? Right? So I'm excited to be a disciple of the kingdom of heaven. And yeah. So Revelations 21 and 5, and this is our sixth scripture, says, behold, I am making all things new. Write, for these words are faithful and true. Well, amen to that. Like, these words are faithful and true. Right. God is telling us to write, y'all. This is all in the scripture. I'm just delivering the message. Then Esther 4:13-14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have been awarded royalty for such a time as this. Amen. Let's go over that again, but let's do it slow. For if you remain silent at a time like this, I'm talking to you now, during 2020, during the time that people need to hear your voice, what you survived, what you made it through, how you're doing. They need to hear your testimony. You've been holding on to it for so long. If you remain silent, yes, you the listener right now, relief and deliverance will arise from another. Like, God will grab somebody else and do it. But as for you and your father's house, you, your generations, the people after you, before you, come on, will perish. You staying on mute, you not writing your book, you setting stuff up for a perishing state, a dying state. You not speaking because life and death is in the power of your tongue. God needs you to speak it. And if you can speak it, you can write it. So how do you prosper? How do you do these things? By obeying God. I've just given you 7 scriptures. And right here he says, and who knows whether you have been, come on, put in this position. I'm rephrasing it to you. Who knows? Because it says, who knows whether you were called a royalty? Who knows whether you have been put right in this position right now at your job, at your home, being a mom in COVID, out of COVID, whatever's going on, right? Who knows if you've survived 2020 for such a time as this? Amen. So it's your girl, Lady Tide the Great, man. That's good. That's it. If you don't get it by now, you know what I'm saying? That you should write your book. I mean, I ain't got nothing to say. That's what God said. I gave you the 7 scriptures. Get a pen real quick. You got it. You should have had a Bible from the beginning. Every time you listen to this, you should. When you read the Bible, God is able to speak to you. Yeah, I'm speaking to you, kicking it to you. But I'm only kicking it to you because I'm raising up intercessors. I'm raising up disciples. I'm only here sharing who I am so I can shine a light on who you really are, okay? Remember, we ask the men in the mirror. We are here to make a change in the world, but by starting with ourselves. We're not here to point out everybody else's sin. We're here to be better and to learn what we can do to be better, how we can shine God's light and love. So it's your girl, Lady Tide the Great, praying for you to write the vision, make it plain, to write the book, to believe that you can do it, to obey God. That's the prayer now, because now you got the scriptures. Now you know that it's crucial. When you are no longer on this earth, how can we hear your voice? I mean, I think we went over that right now. I think you understand what I'm saying. And so what I'm saying to you is, I need you to write it. I need you to run it. I need to see it. It's going to happen. So if you are interested, not if you're interested, you heard the instructions. 5 steps to self-publishing. I tell you how to get your book out there in 5 steps. When I wrote my book, I had no income. So it's time for you to testify why. So God can get the glory. And then secondly, so you can create another stream of income. You can get a book from your book. You can get a podcast. And I can share with you how to do all of those things. So sugar ladies, how the great. I've done my part for today. But now we got to pray that prayer. Come on, that the Great Commission will go forth. We got to pray that somebody would get to know God today. Because I'm only lit because he lit me up on the inside. His light, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. Come on, the light of God is shining from me within. This spark, this joy, everything that you hear is what the Father gave to me. So I'm spreading the light to you, and I'm asking you to remove your lampshade and shine your light bright too. Let us be the salt and the light of the earth, like God says. So right now, let us pray for the salvation of those who do not know him, and let's pray for the captives to be set free. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you right now for this message. Thank you for who you are. You are amazing. You are awesome. And thank you, God, that you told us in your word, which does not lie, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So I thank you, God, for the strength that you are providing to all those under the sound of my voice right now to write the vision and make it plain. I thank you, God, that you would give them wisdom, that you have provided me with the knowledge that nothing will hold them back from writing their book, God. So I thank you for this moment. Thank you for this radio platform. I thank you for this earth platform, Lord, that gives you the glory, God. It gives you the glory because we're here shining your glory. But right now, Lord, there are some people that are in some trouble that don't know you, right? And I say they're in trouble because I know what your protection and your love is like. So I pray right now for them to come to know your love, God. So I ask you, Father, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I pray for the dope boy, the drug dealer, the stripper, the murderer, Father, the one that's locked up, the captives, God. I pray that they be set free. I pray, God, and when I say free, I mean free in you, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. I thank you, God, that the deaf will hear, that the blind will see, God. And I thank you that there is no weapon that can form against anybody under this message that shall prosper. I pray the Psalms 91 hedge of protection. I lift up intercessors. I lift up your churches, God, not man-made churches that's doing all their own agendas. No, the churches that are here serving the people, making sure people knowing amongst them have a need, God. I tear down altars of men right now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against sickness and disease, and I dispel the darkness right now in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this message, and I just say thank you, God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for the stories. Thank you for the grandparents that will write books, even great-grandparents, God, that they will go through that process. Thank you for the generations, the families that will release books and the testimonies of the earth that you will get the glory from, Lord. So I thank you that no one is afraid, God, that you have given us the spirit of peace, that you have given us courage, God, that we are more than conquerors through you. So I thank you for this next level, and I release an anointing that will break the yoke that has kept them in a state of procrastination and stillness, God. You get the glory, Lord. Allow testimonies to come forth from this message. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go write your book. Check, check, and I'm out.
Portions of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech, unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.